This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A 29-year-old West Monroe man has been arrested after allegedly calling a friend and confessing the murder of a victim. The Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office received a call from the complainant October 5th. When they arrived, they found 29-year-old John Guccione. Guccione was there, and the officers say they found blood throughout the residence, and the victim was not breathing. Two children under 12 were present during the alleged crime. Guccione claimed that the victim got home intoxicated and fell several times inside the house, causing him to put the victim into the shower to wash the blood off. Guccione then took off the victim's clothes and then put them to bed. However, one of the children there stated they saw Guccione and the victim arguing all day and the victim bleeding. Deputies found numerous severe injuries on the victim, including three small wounds consistent with a puncture wound. Guccione did have a history of drug and domestic charges and is also was a suspect in a valid protective order case on a different victim. During his monthly call-in radio show, Democrat John Bel Edwards promised a smooth and robust transition as Republican Governor-elect Jeff Landry prepares to take over as the state's highest elected official. Edwards and Landry have disagreed politically several times, but the current governor says he does want the next governor to succeed.
I'm a Louisianan. I'm staying in Louisiana. I wish him well. I want him to do a really good job.
Edwards is a moderate Democrat, while Landry has a reputation as a hardline Republican, and the two differ on many conservative policies. But Edwards says Landry's instincts will take him further to the right, but hopefully the Republican from St. Martinville will consider everyone's interest.
I do hope he will govern in a way that is more consistent with the campaign he ran as opposed to the way he actually conducted himself as Attorney General over the last 8 years.
Northwestern State University will play its first football game tonight since last week's tragic shooting of safety Ronnie Caldwell. The Demons canceled the game last week against Nichols and will play Southeastern Louisiana tonight so that they can attend Caldwell's funeral in Texas over the weekend. Northwestern coach Brad Laird said his team has heavy hearts as they play tonight.
When everybody else outside of the family in that locker room maybe go their separate way, it's still inside of us.
This is KEDM.